You probably have heard how honeybees are in some trouble. Disease, funguses, and pesticides are just some of the factors that scientists believe may be contributing to the decline of bees nationwide. Honeybees play a critical role in pollinating everything from Washington apple crops to flowers in your backyard. And as Ashley Ahern reports, there's a booming business that's bringing bees back to the urban environment. Care to borrow a bee?
You might call Dave Schiefelbein a honeybee trafficker.
Left town on early Friday morning and came back late Saturday night with a pickup truck and a customized U-Haul trailer.
A trailer full of California honeybees.
We brought 250 packages, so that would have been upwards of 2 million bees.
Schiefelbein works for the Ballard Bee Company. Every year, the company brings bees from the Sacramento Valley of California up to Seattle and essentially loans them to homeowners in various neighborhoods throughout the city. It's called the Hive Hosting Program. The bees hang out for the summer pollinating the neighborhood plants and making honey. The homeowners get a cut of that honey, and the Ballard Bee Company takes the rest to sell in boutique grocery stores and at local restaurants. Rafael Gallardo is about to become one of almost 150 Hive hosts in Seattle. We're standing in his backyard in the West Seattle neighborhood.
Everyone's really excited and no one's raised any concerns, and everyone's really happy for us that we're able to bring this into our community.
Gallardo's Polish crested rooster looks on skeptically as Dave Schiefelbein gets ready for a feat that could come straight out of a Three Stooges video. He's attempting to move 10,000 bees out of a wooden box and into a nearby hive.
What I'm going to do is spray them with a little bit of water. That's going to allow me to slap the box down and all the bees will drop to the floor of the box. And I'm going to walk over and dump them in the hive.
The bees are noticeably peeved. They're still sleepy from their long car ride and the cool Seattle weather, but they seem to know what to do. They tumble into the hive and start inspecting their new digs. Amazingly, we don't get stung. And then comes the coolest part. Schiefelbein pulls out a wooden box the size and length of your ring finger. We can see inside through a screen. A huge queen bee paces back and forth. She's about to be introduced to her new subjects. Some worker bees have already arrived to inspect her.
You can see her in there. She's bigger than the other bees. Probably two-thirds, again, as big as the girls that are attending her. You see how they're already checking her out?
Yeah.
They're crawling up and down on the cage. They just need a few days to get used to her.
Getting used to her is a nice way of saying she has to convince her new worker bees not to kill her. And she'll do this by emitting pheromones. Queen bees use these chemical messages to convert worker bees into loyal subjects. Then they'll feed and protect the queen while she lays eggs all over the hive. At one end of the queen's little chamber is a hole filled with a cork. It's the only thing protecting this queen from her potentially hostile new subjects. Dave Schiefelbein removes it.
I'm going to pull that cork out and I'm going to put a little marshmallow in it. And by the time the bees, the attending bees, eat through the marshmallow, they'll be introduced to the queen and she can emerge and the building of the colony can begin at that part. If I just threw a queen in there that they were not used to, they would kill her.
This queen doesn't have much time to convince her honeybee subjects to love her, but her human host already seems to be head over heels for beekeeping.
I already know I like it, so it may be something that might become a long-term hobby for us. And we also reap the benefits, and the environment reaps the benefits. You know, we get some honey, and we introduce bees into our neighborhood.
Business for the Ballard Bee Company has been good. They received about 200 applications for new hive hosts this year. And they're not alone. Urban hive hosting businesses are cropping up from the San Francisco Bay Area to Portland, Oregon, to Vancouver, BC, and beyond. Disease, mites, fungus, and colony collapse disorder have brought honeybee populations in the U.S. down to about half of what they were in the 1940s. But at least in the urban environment, honeybees may be coming back. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.